Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Our final warning now for this next item. If you have people with small ears, please move them away from the radio. Lockdown has led our next guest to help women all across the globe learn more and enjoy their sexuality in ways they hadn't experienced previously. Kai Hoyle is the founder of London's first female-focused pleasure shop, Women Erotic Emporium, and has spent the last almost 30 years helping women take ownership of their bodies. Now she's reaching parts of the world she never expected to. I'm delighted to say Kai joins us on News Talk now. Kai, how are you today?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you.
I got the name of the shop correct. It's Erotic.
When we started, we literally started on £700, so there was no branding or marketing budget, and we called it Shush because a friend of ours, when she was embarrassed, would go shush shush. She was Scottish, but of course nobody knows how to pronounce it. But it kind of works because it was always about how women's sexuality was hushed up and has been hushed up, for centuries. And it's about, it's very tongue in cheek. Of course, we certainly are all about, opening up conversations about female sexuality.
Right. It's an excellent name. So COVID has almost been a double-edged sword for you in a way, because sadly you had to close your shop. But the online thing has really taken off, hasn't it?
Well, it did. It did for all toy shops, places that sell toys. I believe there was this massive rise in, people had a lot of time on their hands, and lots of kind of time to explore different avenues. Do you know what I mean? So some went into baking, banana bread, and a lot of other people did choose to use lockdown as this time to actually explore pleasure and self-pleasure. So that, there's some real kind of amazing statistics about how toys absolutely, started flying off the shelves. And that certainly was true for Shush. And yes, we had to close the shop, and that was an incredibly sad decision. One, I was very glad that I made it very fast. I really feel for all the shopkeepers who've had, been open and closed and open and closed. We made the decision very fast. But one of the things that we did in the shop, apart from having these conversations and, opening up this safe place for women to talk about their bodies and pleasure, was to do classes. So we decided we needed to take them online. And initially we took them online on Instagram Live and just found all these women coming from all over the world. It was really inspiring. So we then kind of dreamt even bigger and thought, we'll put our classes online in a format that people can always, get access to them. They're not live. They're always there for people to watch. And so that's what we've been doing in the last year, reeling from COVID, but also, doing some positive stuff.
And how do the classes actually work? I mean, are they like Zoom calls or Skype calls
no, or what exactly? No, they're not live. They're basically you do sessions. So we've launched with two classes. One is called Becoming Orgasmic, the other one's Mind Blown BJs, and because those were the two most popular classes that we did in the shop, live in the shop. And so there's sort of, between six and nine sessions, and you learn something within that session, and then you go off and do some homework. And it's not compulsory. You won't get detention if you don't do it, but it's basically to try and guide people through this kind of journey of learning about sexual pleasure and empowerment. Do some homework and then come back and do the next session, or just go through the whole sessions and then, keep referring back to it and taking, the different sessions you want to really practice on.
Right, because I had a vision that it would lend itself well to Zoom or Skype, because
it didn't really. We did do a few on live, but that's kind of quite strange, because you're teaching you're teaching people, and often kind of quite practical stuff. There's nothing explicit in them at all. You know, there's no nakedness or you know, anything like that. But it did feel quite strange to be teaching people whilst they're eating their dinner, you know, which people do on Zooms. and of course, you know, if you watch a Zoom, it's gone. You know, and it's although we can send out notes and all that sort of information, a lot of the time you want to refer back to what you've heard and what you've been taught. So a pre-recorded one is much better, because you can once you've bought it, you can keep referring back to it.
Now, I just thought, because I've actually taken guitar lessons during this crazy time, and they're on Skype. And or Zoom, actually. But what I love about them is that you can put your hand up if you can't follow something, and you can just ask a question. And that's what I would have thought would be the huge thing, that somebody, and you're saying you're getting people from all over the world, so maybe in Saudi Arabia, could say, I don't get that. That's not working for me. I don't understand you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and advice is absolutely at the core of what we do. So we basically say at the end of each session to either email us or chat to us on our chat box or phone us. It doesn't matter how you get in contact with us. But, you know, if there's something you don't quite get, or you want a bit more kind of information or instruction or clarity, then just to get in touch with us. So yes, it isn't live, but that also it allows us to kind of give sort of information that you can then keep referring back to.
Right. And how do you make money from it? You sell the package to people, is it?
Yeah, it's a course, basically. It's a course, and they're £35. And so you buy the course and then you have access to it forever, basically.
Right.
And as we build the courses, we have two live already. The next one's called Light My Fire, which is all about sort of rekindling. I don't really like these words, but rekindling passion. It's, you know, that... one of the things we want to blow or open up this conversation about is how in long-term relationships, you know, the media, the movies and TV always kind of show that we're meant to be fully passionate, fully turned on, you know what I mean? Doing it on the kitchen counter after 20 years of marriage. And that's not how it is, the bottom line, you know. And desire is a very kind of complicated thing, and there's different kinds of desires. And so this one is all about kind of understanding desire and maybe reconnecting with a partner if you've let things slide a bit.
Sounds great.
So that's the third one. And yes, and then we'll just be building it as we go.
Right. And I suppose on top of that, people would buy stuff from you still online that, you know, that might get mentioned talks.
We still have the shop online. And again, that's, you know, that's big. Again, our biggest motivation has always been around advice. So kind of closing the shop was incredibly sad, because, you know, that one-on-one advice that we would give to women, and it was so... You know, so kind of, I don't know, heartwarming in a way that women would come in and they literally would share really very intimate details with us, and because they felt safe with us to do so, where they hadn't felt safe to talk to their doctor or their friends or, you know, what we don't have the words to have these kind of conversations. So, you know. Yes, it might be, you know, I've come for a new toy, but there could be things like, you know, I've got vaginismus, I've got painful sex, or I've never had an orgasm. How can you know, there's all sorts of questions like that that we really loved having that kind of one-on-one help. You know, that's kind of extended within the shop online. So, you know, can we just, we're inundated with people.
Right.
You know, asking us questions, incredibly sort of intense questions, you know, very specific. Yeah. And clearly sort of crying out for some help, because, you know, I don't know, sex is how we connect with our partners. And if that's not happening for whatever reason, whether or not it's painful sex or, you know, a few people wrote to us about disabilities and the practicalities of actually, you know, having sex with a disability.
Yeah.
And nobody's really and cancer, we're working with them. We're working on something around that, because that again is a conversation that doesn't happen.
Right.
So to actually give people real sort of real advice, real practical advice that often their doctor or health provider don't.
Yeah.
They don't feel comfortable giving, and they're not quite sure what advice to give. So, we're inundated, and it's,
I'm not surprised.
That's something we really love to do. Even though the physical shop's gone, we're still carrying it on online, on the phone, on the chat box and stuff.
Okay. Will the shop reopen, by the way, when all this comes back to normal, or is that gone now?
Yeah, sadly not. Our landlord was a bit of a beast, so he wouldn't talk to us. Wouldn't talk to us about a rent reduction. So, but I also think, you know, let's look positively at stuff like this.
Absolutely.
And we feel now that actually pop-ups would be a really great way for us to also extend Shush's reach, you know, away from London. You know, we were clearly London-based, and it was only people who were in London who could come to us, even though we had people coming from all over the world to visit us.
And
so,
great.
There's no reason why we can't come to Dublin to do a pop-up at some point.
And Cork and Galway as well.
Lots
of places.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'd be delighted. Yeah. Kai, thanks very much indeed. You're very positive. Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.